Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Well, today we're going to be pushing 60 degrees. Yesterday it climbed well into the 50s at most locations, and we're going to do that again today.
Now, I was seeing that we're supposed to get some wind, too. How is that looking? Is it going to be like 30, 40 mile per hour winds, or is it going to be a little bit more severe than that?
Well, it depends where you're located. The wind, it's going to be a little bit breezy and gusty today, especially on I-90 from Dunkirk southward. Where you'll get some winds gusting up to 45 to 55 miles an hour. But in the city of Buffalo and the metro area, not as much. Now, tomorrow, late tonight and Monday is going to be a different story as the low pressure system passes by. We're going to see wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. So it is going to be a lot stronger with that. But again, that'll be late tonight into Monday.
And how will the conditions be for the Buffalo Bills players as they go out today? Is it going to be at least somewhat fair for them?
Well, for those that are located in the Orchard Park area this afternoon, can expect some wind, but not real, real strong. We're looking at gusts maybe 35 miles an hour. And going to be showery and warm. The steady rain is probably going to be done before this afternoon, so it's just going to be on and off showers. And temperatures are going to be very warm for this time of year, probably in the 50s.
All right, and what about New Year? Is it still going to be kind of in this warm front, or are we going to be getting some more cold weather in by then?
Well, let's see. Well, first off, we'll just New Year's Eve, for anybody that's planning on going out, it's probably going to be rainy, if anything else. It's going to be temperatures are going to be on the cool side, probably in the upper 30s leading into the New Year's during that Tuesday evening. New Year's Day is going to be turning colder. That's where precipitation, a lingering precipitation, rain is going to change over to snow during the day and on New Year's Day and Wednesday night. And then later this week, of course, we'll get into a cooler, snowier pattern.
With New Year, when does the lake effect start to loom?
Well, it depends where you're located. The higher terrains will turn over to snow first. So some of the higher ski country probably change over late Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. For the city, it's probably not going to be until Wednesday afternoon or evening when it changes over. It's the northwest flow, so it's probably the heaviest snows are probably not going to be in the city. They're probably going to be in ski country and higher terrain in the southern tier.